bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm concluding my look at the topic, Techniques of Good Discipline. I'd like to discuss the question today, when should children be spanked? Now you'll notice that the question is not, should children be spanked? As Christian parents, you need to orient your lives around the precepts of the Word of God. And the Bible is quite clear on this. Spanking is a Bible way for discipline. Proverbs 13:24 tells us, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." So there is no doubt about spanking. It is a God-ordained remedy for disciplinary situations. But today, I'd like to discuss such questions as, when should children be spanked? Or, should you spank a baby? Or, should you spank a teenager? Or, should you spank a child in public? These are questions on which parents need to be in agreement in order to be consistent as they guide their children. In my opinion, punishment should be suited to the maturity of the child. And not only should a child be punished when he does wrong, but he should be impressed with the fact that he is not to do the same thing again. This means that there are two aspects to discipline, punishment and education. The one serves to rebuke the child, the other to guide him. For this reason, it seems to me that spanking should be applied with care primarily to younger children who are not yet able to reason and to understand parental concern. Older children can be disciplined with other forms of punishment more suitable to their age level. But small children, who cannot be reasoned with, can be effectively corrected by spanking. Although they may not understand the full meaning of what they've done, they can understand that the standards of the home have been broken, and they can be trained not to repeat their actions again. Spanking has both a punitive and an educative aspect for them. Let me point out that spanking should never be done in anger. In the usual case, the parent is about twice as heavy and several times stronger than the child. For the parent to lose his temper as he spanks a child is actually dangerous. That's particularly true if a stick or a belt is being used. Every year in America, there are several tens of thousands of cases of child beating reported. These are times when a parent has failed to control his temper. Loss of temper also hurts your ability to guide your child into holding a set of standards that will give him a good testimony. The Bible says, "Ye have need of patience." And so you as a parent need to set the example for your child by disciplining him in a spirit of love, sincerely trying to help him by your punishment. The Apostle Paul said, "Provoke not your children to wrath." And that can be done only through a spirit-controlled temper. Generally speaking, I would try to avoid public spankings. But if there's no other resort, don't skip the spanking just for the sake of avoiding a scene. Probably the best way to prepare for this is to develop a sound system of discipline at home. If your child learns a set of high standards early in life, you probably won't have any great amount of difficulty with him in public. He'll obey because he knows this is what you want. Public spankings usually embarrass everyone. Your child is embarrassed and humiliated. You're embarrassed and humiliated. One psychologist has said regarding public spankings, it is probably the worst form of rebuke and the least effective. And so, if a disciplinary situation comes up in public, try to take your child aside, in private, and settle the matter there. In love, administer your rebuke so as to correct the situation. Your tactfulness really demonstrates your love. That extra effort might well pay dividends in later years as the evidence of your love penetrates your child's heart.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.